MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Duke Rodriguez, the 67-year-old president and CEO of Ultra Health, is contemplating a Republican bid for the New Mexico governor in 2026. While widely recognized for leading the state's largest cannabis company, Rodriguez said his interest in the governorship stems from a desire to effect meaningful change rather than personal ambition. Before founding Ultra Health in 2010, Rodriguez served as Secretary of New Mexico's Human Services Department under former Governor Gary Johnson and held a senior executive role at Loveless Health System. In the Republican field, Rodriguez would join Rio Rancho Mayor Greg Hull, who has officially declared his candidacy. On the Democratic side, the race features prominent figures such as former U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bergman. In Roswell, police say Roy Armstrong, 19, has been charged with criminal sexual penetration, attempt to commit a felony, aggravated battery, false imprisonment, and tampering with evidence. Alongside a stabbing and sexual assault, Armstrong is accused of punching and kicking a 54-year-old woman while preventing her from running away. She was taken to the hospital and has since been released. And 1,000 shipments of nuclear waste were sent to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant Federal Repository between Carlsbad and Hobbs in the 2 years since Salado Isolation Mining Contractors assumed control of the facility. The 1,000th shipment came from Idaho National Laboratory, the most frequent shipper of waste to WIP, with 7,544, about 52%, of the waste shipments. That is, according to WIP shipment data. The lab also contributed more shipments to the 1,000 under SIMCO than any other site, 744, or about 75% of the total. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.